I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy
Friday, you mother...
That's a nice little Halloween greeting. Have a great Halloween, you mother fathers. All right, 7:40, and it's time for the news. Let's do this thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the Radio.com app and stream our show live. If you miss our show live, you can also get our show's full podcast from the app, too. That's the Radio.com app. All the money went into that, just so you know.
Plowed it in there and came out with the best little... damn app you ever tried.
Exactly right.
Ever.
We are looking at a warm, sunny weekend.
Oh,
should be beautiful.
That's delightful.
The good times continue. We could actually use the rain, but none in the forecast.
No.
So.
Well, at least it's a nice day.
Right.
Don't flick a cigarette, please.
Right, let's not start any fires.
Actually,
speaking of, PG&E is saying that they, you know, they're not popular turning people's power off the way they have.
Yeah.
I was one of the lucky contestants.
Yeah.
And yet they're out there saying now in the paper that, hey, it worked. We didn't start any fires. And there are lines that you know, went down due to wind or whatever.
Oh.
That would have started fires had they not turned them off. So
yeah, well, had they been maintaining their power lines all along, they also wouldn't have started any fires. So
listen, you don't need to point that out, is what they would say.
Okay, thanks, PG&E. Can't wait for that rate hike. Woo!
Right. So don't forget, we fall back this weekend, and it is, of course, Happy Halloween. That's tomorrow. You know, big day for
nobody.
Well, normally, it's a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Big day.
It'll be a day for remembering past big days.
And don't forget, the election is coming up, or I should say the election ends, since most of us have been, or a lot of us have been doing the mail-ins.
Yeah.
The election ends on November 3rd. That's this Tuesday. And now I'm reading that they're boarding up the cities and getting ready for social unrest. Mm. And it's not just the Bay Area, but obviously we're very politically active here, so... they're ready for it.
Trying to be, anyway.
Right. Okay, so there's all that. Pardon me, I wanted to read a couple things. Some good news is that we've done a great job with the coronavirus here in California. San Francisco specifically is the biggest city with the lowest infection rate in the country, so that's something to say.
Sure.
Also, California jobs recovery is outpacing states where the pandemic is surging.
Oh,
that's a byproduct of the fact that as we emerge from, I don't know what it was, purple, to, you know, all these colors, now we're moving into yellow and orange, so... it's good news for people who want to get back to work, who are going back to work. It is great news. So there's the upside to having to wear a mask.
And just, you know, social distancing, doing the whole thing, participating in being part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem.
Right. A woman in New York shared her story, how she moved in with her boyfriend at the beginning of the pandemic. And that's when she saw his true colors.
Uh-oh.
She found out that he was an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, and anti-voter.
Oh,
and
boy.
And has been trapped indoors with him for a while now.
Can't she just leave my dad? Get the room ready for me. Plastic it off. I'm coming home.
She finally dumped him, and now her story is going viral. But that's an interesting angle on the pandemic sort of quarantine together thing. Like, wow. Suddenly.
I don't want to see your true colors. I really
and I can see how, especially with younger people, you might not talk about everything right off the bat. You just
We're busy
have fun.
Doing it.
And you're doing it, right? You're busy with that. You know, you can't not do it. You can't keep your hands off each other,
right,
as they say. So, I can see how this would be, probably her story is not the only story where people who, decided, hey, let's just do this together.
Sure.
And then they go,
about some stuff.
You know, I think the more likely story is you find out the person's a true slob or,
Right. It seems like, generally speaking, especially it seems like people these days, we all wear on our sleeve where we stand politically. It's hard to imagine that she got it. Maybe she just didn't realize he was so hardcore or she thought he was joking.
I don't know. I don't know if young people get into those conversations. I didn't. As a young person, I hung out with people and we didn't go for the, an abortion. What's your feeling on that? And, I just didn't get into those conversations. I think
They seem inescapable these days, though. Like, it's all my kids talk about and all their friends talk about. And it seems like all anyone talks about.
Really?
Maybe it's where we live. And I just think it's these days it's hard to escape. I just find it surprising that these people were so into doing each other that it never came up.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they found out.
I also think it's interesting, and your kids, unfortunately, since you're on the show, we know about your kids, they're not big daters, and actually, it seems like a lot of young people aren't big daters, so maybe that's another part of
I don't know,
where
the whole
this
new
goes.
World, right? The kids
these
days.
I mean, our Nicole, she could date, she doesn't. Yeah. She's just not interested, right?
Yeah,
she's interested. If you found the right person, you'd be interested.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against dating, but just right now, I'm like, eh.
And Nick and Rose listen to the show, so she won't say
anything. Yeah, so she lies a lot. That is true. She's a huge liar.
Oh, no, I get a lot
huge
of...
Huge liar.
My mom, so when are you going to go out?
Oh, she wants you out. Get out of here already.
Not so much that, like, on a date. Like, it's that time, I guess.
It's not really easy these days if you're obeying the protocols and, I don't know. I mean, what do we hear? Drive-by dating, right, Vin? People would, like, pull up in parking lots and eat a sandwich and adjacent cars.
Yeah, but, look, and I'm not trying to talk into the mic and promote bad behavior or whatever, but I do also think there's plenty of people who just decide. What do we call that? I forgot the name of it. It's not sponge worthy, but it was one of those things where you just go, you know what?
COVID
this person's
worthy.
COVID worthy.
Right.
COVID worthy. It looks good enough that I'm going to break quarantine and go do this. Mm. Like, I guess you have to have some Zoom dates first. Before you get to the point where you go, we're clicking.
Let's click together.
Yeah. So I think people are still doing that. We live in a bubble and we're sort of being careful because we have kids and families. But I think young people, there's a point where you go, okay, I've been in all week. And this person seems fun.
Right. And willing.
Right. Anyway. If you change your mind, take a chance. On the first
COVID-free, take a chance on me.
I know I would have.
Yeah,
and I'm a germaphobe.
I know you would have. Well,
I would have absolutely, done some preliminary conversations, text or whatever, but there would have for sure been a break point where I would go, no, we got to hang. I'm not a pen pal. Like, we're hanging or we're not. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Sure.
This story's sad.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't like sad stories.
There's a 50-year-old guy named Dwight Turner in Davie, Florida. He went to a small private animal sanctuary owned by a guy named Michael Poggy. Poggy. This is very much like the Tiger King guy. So when you say animal sanctuary,
you know, I need to think about these hicks on meth with animals that they shouldn't have. Okay, gotcha.
Right. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I don't know what he's done. I don't know if he's a meth guy. But anyway, one of his customers, a guy named, let me see here. Okay, Dwight went to this place and paid $150 for a full contact experience with a black leopard. This is what he wanted. He wanted to go to the animal sanctuary. There's a black leopard there. He wanted to be able to hug and kiss and pet and frolic with the leopard.
He wanted to bang the leopard.
No. Nope. Oh,
are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. He just wanted to get in there and get
He just wanted to experience hanging out with a leopard. And as soon as he got into the cage, the leopard mauled the hell out of him. He spent a week in the ER and needed multiple surgeries after the leopard clamped down on his head and right ear. Michael, the zoo guy, our leopard king, if you will, was licensed to have the leopard, but not to offer the full contact experience for $150. So now he's been cited for maintaining captive wildlife in an unsafe condition. And yet, part of the reason I did this story is these animal zoos, these private this?
That is the whole reason to do the story. And the fact that this guy for $150 is like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want with the thing in there. It's on you. Here, sign this piece of paper. So the guy is going to live, but he's mauled up.
Oh, yeah. He got, if you've ever even been accidentally nipped by a dog or a cat even,
those are
real teeth. That hurt. Mm-hmm. That's not good. And if you've ever been bitten by an animal, you go, yeah, I don't want to be eaten. That's not okay.
No,
a full size leopard clamping down on your dome.
Yeah. Well, he'll have the scars to prove it now, right? What a story to tell. And please tell me that now that they're going to close that thing down and. I don't know. What do you do with animals when you close something like that down?
Well, hopefully you donate them to a place like a zoo or something. But I don't know. I didn't know of this. This
whole subset, this subculture?
This part of the country where I guess there's no rules and you get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like pay your employees with meth and breed tigers.
I don't understand it. I just really thought there were laws.
Didn't the Tiger King have a mauling in it? What didn't one of the employees lose an arm?
Yeah, she's got no arm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's all, I don't blame the tiger. I blame myself. I'm like, you should blame yourself. You shouldn't blame the tiger. The tiger! Dummy.
Yeah.
Who's debating who should be blamed here? It's you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Tiger King as well.
Who is training employees on a meth binge.
Yeah, training. Here, I'm gonna train you.
Right.
First, smoke this. Jesus. Then head into that cage and get the dung out of there.
You know, I have a bunch of stuff about Halloween, but it's such a different year than normal, so it's not really worth it. The trip is that Halloween's popularity has grown every year by leaps and bounds. It's become like really one of the biggest holidays, even though many would say that's not a holiday.
Well, it's an occasion, right? So it's not, you don't get the day off or anything, but it has become this thing that is, some people are, I mean, look at our boss, Halloween tree.
And he loves it.
He does, clearly.
And the real, you know, there's a lot of bummers about this, but for Halloween to fall on a Saturday, that's incredible.
It's like, the best. These are the years you hope for, right?
Normally, it would be the best timing ever, and the parties would the stories of the parties would live forever.
Yeah.
Instead, we're gonna stay home with our family.
Yeah. Well, we're actually having a couple people over, our close little group, and we're gonna watch a horror movie together, and maybe we'll play murder trivia on Jackbox TV.
Well, you're going to get ripped too, right?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I got ripped last weekend. I don't know if I'm getting ripped this weekend.
I got ripped last
weekend. That's what you do. That's your thing. We've talked about this.
Turns out I really don't, you know? But when people come over, I am much more likely, Vin. So I'll let you know on Monday.
All right.
If I got ripped or not.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to happen.
Well, last week it happened because at like 9 p.m., all of a sudden, Marianne was like, John, you know what we need right now? We need lemon drops. And I was like, that is a great idea.
My favorite story, and I think it's the story we heard this week, like early, like Monday maybe you told it. This is the story where you drank by yourself and then barfed. And the weird part is that we never heard the barf part of the story until this week.
I guess I must have forgotten to tell you about that the first time.
That was awesome.
You forgot that you hadn't told us is what happened.
Thanks for the backup, friend. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Anytime.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys and what's going on with you out there. 707 says, I would be embarrassed to say that I was stupid enough to get into the cage with a leopard.
Yeah, that's true. But some people don't seem to, they just don't see the things the same way that we do, you know? They're like, yeah, paid $150 and got my head at. So now I walk around and I show everybody these are my man scars. That's my impersonation of that guy. That's what I think he sounds like.
Yeah. I just needed to give you this background music, sorry.
Oh. Oh, hey, guys, one time I went on down to the animal sanctuary because I wanted to get all lovey-dovey-like with the leopard. Well, sure, Dad, I set one foot in that cage, and he was all over me. I couldn't get enough. He was like, you're delicious. I was like, please stop eating me. All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye. See ya.
Nicely
done, Sarah. Thank you. Thanks so much.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.